Hello from Bear and Kura, a podcast from the Land of Oz Information Services. I love you, Kura.
I love you, Bear.
This is episode 112 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We're going to talk about stupid tro questions.
Are you two brothers?
That's one of our favorite questions.
Yes.
And we get that question. I think it's that people suspect that we're husbands and want to have their worst fears
denied.
Denied, yeah.
Or their worst fears, yeah, denied, I guess, yeah. And their best wishes affirmed.
Mm-hmm. Anybody looking at us should know we're not in the same gene pool whatsoever.
No. Yeah, I think it's kind of funny. It makes me chuckle when people do that, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, most of these questions make me chuckle, to
yeah,
be honest.
Yeah. Which one of you is the boy and which one is the girl?
Basically, they want to know who pitches and who catches.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that question's always about.
Well, also, I think it's kind of telling about heterosexuals. They just can't imagine there's any kind of sex that doesn't involve one boy and one girl.
Yeah, exactly. So they must be completely floored by lesbians.
Yes.
There's nothing to put into a hole.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. They're perplexed by lesbians. So, yeah, that's another funny one.
Maybe that's why lesbians slipped under the radar for so many centuries, because nobody even knew they were there.
Yeah. Yeah. How can you even have sex without a vagina involved?
Yeah, that's a heterosexual that's, right there.
Exactly. Yeah. There's plenty of ways of doing it. Let me count the ways.
Oh, why don't you let us two brothers show you?
Yeah. Who's the boy and who's the girl? All right.
Kind of like there's that joke about the guy who goes to prison. And he gets to his cell and he meets his cellmate. And the cellmate says, "Do you want to be the wife or the husband?" And he thinks and he goes, "Husband, I definitely want to be the husband." And he says, "Okay, then get down on your knees and suck your wife's cock."
Wow. That's funny. That's funnier now. All right. Why have you never hit on me? My answer.
Another one of those good ones.
Because you're ugly.
Yeah. Just because you're heterosexual doesn't mean you're
hot,
desirable.
Yeah, that's normally I'm more polite. I'm like, "You're not my type," but most of the time it's because you're ugly. It's easy as that. Okay.
You don't look gay. Are you sure?
Yeah, I get that quite a bit. What do you mean you're gay? I'm gay. Are you sure?
Are you sure?
Go ask my husband.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Pretty sure, he'll tell you. Yeah. Yeah, that's another one that's funny. What could you possibly do together on date night?
Once again, heterosexuals, they just can't see beyond their scope of...
Yeah.
There's a boy and a girl.
Mm-hmm. It's like our date nights are any different than... heterosexual day nights. Like, we don't go to movies. We don't go out to eat dinner.
Well, but we could.
Yeah.
We could do anything we want on a
date. That's what I'm saying. They think. It's, you know what I mean? Why would two guys want to go out to dinner? You know what I mean? It's a date night. We can do whatever we want to do.
Well, I think that it's the next question that's the most telling about that.
Who pays for the date?
Yeah. Who pays for the date? Because they're so... strict in their look, you know, the man always pays for the date.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's two men, there has to be a big, huge conflict about who's going to pay for the date.
Yeah. Will you be my gay best friend?
Didn't you get this one just the other day?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's kind of, two of my friends, well, Yeah, two of my really good friends are straight, and they were talking about how they want to meet a, they want gay men in their lives. I'm already taken, but they basically want like a gay roommate so they can split the bills with the house chores, duties, stuff like that. You know, everyone has their own.
Because if they had a man, a straight man,
they would expect
he wouldn't do the chores.
And he would expect sex, and they don't. Mm. They don't want sex. They want a best friend, a gay best friend, to help them. You know, help make the decisions on like designing the house, what to cook for dinner, basically all the stuff that basically a gay best friend supposedly would do, air quotes. Mm. So, but they wanted to start their own. Their website, like a match.com, but call it fruitflies.com. So I think it's a brilliant idea. I signed off on it, but I told them I'm taken, so no, I can't. I'm already married, ladies. Hmm. So you can't have me as your living but gay best friend. So
I don't think I've ever gotten this question.
Why?
I don't know.
That's funny.
I guess I'm just not very friendly.
You can be very standoffish. Mm. You can be. So, but I don't think you would put up with shenanigans. I think...
No shenanigans.
Yeah, women drive you crazy, I think. I think your mom and your sister ruined you a long time ago.
As far as friendship goes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never learned conversation because I could never get a word in edgewise.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay, where are we at now?
Will you be my guest friend was one we just did.
Okay. How do you know you won't like women if you've never been with one? Well,
it's impossible for me to have sex with a woman.
Is it?
It's completely impossible. Because I'd have to get an erection to do that. Mm-hmm. A woman is not going to get me an erection.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's like I've never been shot by a gun, but I know I don't want to be shot by one. You know what I mean? No, I mean, and you know, I've been with women in the past, and it's just not my cup of tea. Hmm. It's not. No, it's not.
Sounds icky.
Yeah, that's what you say all the time. I'm surprised you can say the word vagina. All right.
Well, I've seen one in person.
And when you were born?
Yeah, when I was born.
Are you sure about that?
You think it was a test tube?
Test tube or just immaculate king? Did your mom not have a C-section? Because I could see you being born and be like, no, no.
I don't know whose turn it is.
It's your turn.
Did some awful girl make you gay?
I wish every gay man could say yes to that. How funny would that be? But no, that's never happened. No. No, no. Why are you looking at me that way?
I'm just I'm trying to picture what a heterosexual, why they would think that.
Well, half these questions are just ridiculous. You know what I mean? They're just, these people ask them without, they can't be thinking, obviously, when they ask these questions. Like, seriously putting any thought or effort into them. You know what I mean? It's just, that's what makes them so funny.
When are you going to get over this phase?
It's a phase that I love that I'm not going to get out of, I'll tell you that. So, yeah. Yeah, I've never heard that
one. I bet your mother gave you that one.
No. No. Nope, she was completely accepting of it.
I think my mother did.
Well, your mom told you that it was unacceptable. What were your friends? What were my friends' friends think?
It wasn't anything about me. It was
all about her.
Yeah.
Surprise. Can you imagine that? But anal sex hurts, doesn't it?
Not if you do it right.
No, if you do it right. Yep. So, how many men have you had sex with? I've never been asked that.
When heterosexuals ask each other this, I mean, do they?
Yeah.
So it's more of a bragging thing?
Yeah. Pretty much straight men love bragging about how many women they've been with. Hmm. At least the ones I know.
I think I read somewhere that in the United States, the average number of women that men have sex with is 3.
Well, really? Then I've had
their
sex.
Whole life.
Three. I've had sex with a lot more women than that. That's disgusting.
And that means, you know, half of them had even less than that.
Yeah. Wow. Because I know people. I know a friend of mine. He's had sex with over 100 women. I'm surprised he hasn't gotten
at one time.
No. Okay, that's like saying you've had sex with over 100 men at one time.
Hmm.
No, it's over a period of time.
Hmm.
No. It's not like they go to a group and instead of, come on. That's as bad as silly as some of these questions.
Maybe they're thinking, well, maybe if I was gay, I'd have more sex.
Hmm. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Who knows what goes on in their lines.
Yeah.
Do you have AIDS?
Never been asked that. That's pretty offensive, though.
That, I mean, when AIDS was a big thing, they assumed if you were gay, you had AIDS.
Really?
I guess mainly because that's how a lot of people found out that their friends were gay, was because
they found out they had AIDS.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's back when people were a lot in the closet, you know what I mean?
More than now.
Yeah. How old were you when you got molested? Wow.
Another big assumption.
Very
you're
big.
You're gay because you got molested.
That's when you look at him and say, I don't know, ask your dad.
Ask your priest.
Ask your priest when he raped me. Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. Some of these are just nuts to ask.
Oh, we're burning right through them, though.
Yeah, we are.
Since you are turned on by men, do you masturbate in front of a mirror?
Wow. You'd have to be so vain. Can you imagine?
I don't know. I know a few guys who probably do.
Wow.
I'm not serious.
No. You'd have to be really, really vain. To,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's funny. No. No. Never have done it. Never want to do it.
Why you looking? I can't say that I have. I can't say that I haven't. I don't remember.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I never have. I never thought, hey, I got an idea. Let me stand in front of that mirror and jerk off.
Hmm.
And just, not something.
Yeah, I probably haven't done that.
Yeah. All right, how do you figure out if you are gay? I don't know, after you take the dick out of your mouth?
This is another question that a heterosexual would say because they're worried about something in the back of their mind.
Yeah, that's true. It's a lot of bias confirmation or something like
that. So many are worried that they might be gay.
Yeah.
I'm scared that they might be gay.
Mm-hmm. You're just thinking how many ways you can answer that.
Mm-hmm.
So, suck on this and they'll tell you.
Suck on this.
Have you tried just not being gay?
Yeah, with emphasis on not.
Not being gay, yeah.
I believe my mother has given me a version of that question.
Really?
Yes.
What did you say to her?
I don't remember.
Yeah. Can you not be a bitch? All right.
How come you aren't fabulous and bitchy?
There's a lot of good answers to that. You just be fabulous and bitchy right back to them when they answer that, to answer that question.
Mm-hmm.
Just be a complete dick. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have time to answer your fabulous and bitchy question.
Mm.
So.
I think I'd be inclined to say, well, what makes you think I'm not?
Yeah.
Especially the fabulous part.
Yeah. Yeah. Just spin it on them. All right. When you go to the bathroom, which one do you go to?
Again, people assume that there's two kinds of people in the world, men and women, and
mm-hmm.
there's nothing else.
Yeah.
And this is a big problem for transgendered people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's sad. Hmm.
Do you still like sports?
Would your answer meet my husband? That's
another big, an incorrect assumption.
Assumption, yeah.
That gay men can't be into sports.
Mm-hmm. This is stupid. Wouldn't you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How do you live with knowing you're going to be in hell forever?
It's where all the fun people are at. Hmm. So, well, first off, you have to believe in heaven and hell.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I'd say, I won't be going to hell because that's where you'll be, and I don't want to be anywhere near it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's my response would be, well, you got to believe in it first.
Hmm.
So, you know, and then that just blows up their mind even more. Oh my God, he's an atheist too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, I'm just going to cover all the bases while I'm there. So. But or
you might as well be Jewish and black too.
Yeah,
while you're at it.
Just like, well, I got a double wide reserve for both me and you. So, since you are gay, you must wear dresses too, right?
Another big assumption.
Yeah,
I remember a TV series called Soap.
Okay.
And Billy Crystal played a gay character on that show.
All right.
And at one point, they did a show where he wore a dress for no reason,
mm-hmm.
other than some kind of stereotype that a gay man would wear a dress.
Hmm. Just adding to that theory, that belief that, yeah,
mm-hmm.
that's terrible.
I don't think I've ever worn a dress, not even like in play as a child.
Yeah, I have never.
I wore a cassock at one time. That's kind of similar, but that's because I was an altar boy.
Yeah, I never even did that, so. Mm. All right. My cousin is gay. You must know him.
Yes. All us gay people, we have a registry, and we all know each other.
People say that since I'm from New Jersey. Oh, I have a friend who lives in New Jersey. Do you know them? I'm like, it's 10 times the population of Kansas. And, yeah, we all know each other. And it's just how ridiculous an assumption that is.
Oh, you work at Raytheon, or you work at Boeing, you must know my friend who also works there.
Yeah, exactly. That's when you just look at them and not even answer and just walk away. Yeah, we're all part of a club that we do roll
with
call.
With a secret handshake.
Yeah, we have a secret handshake and we do roll call every day.
How long do you have to be a bottom before you can be a top?
That's another one where I don't know, let's start and see.
Some kind of an assumption that
it's like a ranking you get.
Well, like you have to audition, or you have to what's the word? You
try out.
What do they call it when a student goes to work for a company for free?
Intern.
Yeah, you have to intern to be a
be a
top.
Yeah, that's funny. I don't know. Let's start.
Your 3 years are going to start right now.
Right now, yep. Since you're gay, do you know where I could get some weed? I don't even know where. No.
Why would people assume the two go together?
Oh, since I'm gay, I'm a drug dealer. That's basically. Oh.
So you do something. Well, I guess back when sodomy was still illegal, I guess they could justify it by saying, well, if you do one crime, you'll probably do another.
Yeah. That's funny.
Do you want to see my dick pic?
No.
Usually no.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Or you can always reply with, do you want to see mine? I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
I don't have any pictures. I'll just show you right now.
Yeah, exactly. All right. But you are fat. I thought gay men were like super fit.
Yeah, I get this.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's part of the, well, you don't look gay.
Hmm.
Hmm. Not all of us hang out in the gym all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. The sad part is there's a lot of people who think that. Well, all of these questions.
These are all stereotypes.
Yeah, these are all stereotypes that people think of. So.
Is that guy over there gay?
That's, I don't know. I've had people ask that before.
Me too.
And I'm like, I don't know, go ask him. I don't know. If you want to know so bad, go ask them.
Yeah, if you want to know so bad.
Yeah, exactly. Or are you interested?
Or it's, do you think that guy over there is gay?
Yeah.
Probably because he matches some kind of stereotype.
Yeah. Yeah. Why do gay guys talk like that?
We don't all lisp.
Yeah. That's silly. But, you know, that's when people, they don't believe that I'm gay. And they're like, you're not gay. You act too straight.
You don't have a limp wrist and you know, exaggerated expressions.
Exactly. I'm not flamboyant or anything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just so funny. It's just a lot of stereotypes that these people fall into. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, this isn't a TV sitcom. This is real life. You know, we're not all cartoon characters. Mm-hmm. So how do lesbians know when they are done with sex?
This is my favorite question.
Probably you have an answer for this too, don't you?
Well, I think I know where it comes from.
What?
They're used to heterosexual sex where, you know, the man is on top and the woman is on the bottom. Mm-hmm. And when he's done,
it's over.
It's over.
Yeah.
And he can't imagine, you know, one of them being done.
Yeah.
Because there's no orgasm or no mm-hmm. no ejaculation to tell him that it's done.
Yeah. That's funny. That's, yeah. They shake hands. So these are just so ridiculous. It's funny. Is that all of them?
That's all of them.
We burned through them pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
So that just shows you how laughable all of these are. That we can just go through all of these.
Sometimes it's not a funny situation, but you have to...
You got to take it as a grain of salt.
Yeah, you have to have a sense of humor about life.
Yeah. So, you have a joke for us this week? I can only imagine what this week's going to entail.
What do gay horses eat?
Hey. Is that it?
Yep.
I knew it. Yes, I got one finally. There we go. You know, you're disappointed that I got one of your answers. You should see the look on his face, everybody. He's disappointed. I love you.
Because it's funnier when you don't get the joke and I have to explain it to you.
Well, like the thesaurus joke the other night.
Thesaurus joke?
Thesaurus. How did the thesaurus...
yes, the other day I asked him, how did the thesaurus survive the dinosaur extinction? And he goes, well, I don't know. And in a couple of minutes, he comes back.
I said, oh, I got it now. You didn't even say a word. I knew you were laughing your ass off, too, because I was laughing at myself. Well, I said to you, I go, I don't know. I don't get these. I never get this right. And then about 5 minutes later, it dawns on me. I'm like, oh, you idiot. From the other room, I'm like, oh, I got it now.
We hope you enjoyed episode 112 as much as we did. This is Bear.
This is Kura.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to the Bear and Kura podcast, a production of the Land of Oz Information Services. We can be contacted via email using the address podcast@oz.com, and Oz is spelled AWES.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.